This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on October 5th, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. October 5th is World Teachers' Day, a day set aside to acknowledge the role teachers have in creating quality education and their need for decent wages, training, and adequate places in which to teach. The organization which represents teachers and other education workers at the world level is Education International. EI represents more than 32 million members of 400 organizations operating in 170 countries. It's headquartered in Brussels. David Edwards is a Deputy General Secretary of EI. I asked him if over the past year, since the last World Teachers' Day, if the conditions for teachers and other education workers have improved or deteriorated.
It's tricky to track those things over the course of a single year. What we are seeing is we've been seeing tendencies around flexibilization and casualization. We've been seeing continued pressure in terms of the outsourcing of teachers' work. So I'd have to say it's probably been deteriorating over the past year in many places. There are a few bright spots, I would say, but I would say as for the most part, the global education reform movement, which tends to see teachers as just mere content deliverers, is still going forward. So yeah, I think it's we're still in a deterioration phase right now.
You mentioned the global education reform movement. What is that?
The global education reform movement, we call it the germ. You know, sometimes we feel like Education International needs to help sanitize the planet. It dates back to sort of Thatcher and the sort of new managerialist policies, but it brings together a couple different strands with it. It has sort of a focus on market-based reforms, sort of market-oriented reforms. It has privatization. It heavily uses standardized tests as sort of the benchmark for what is quality. And it deprofessionalizes. It tends to, like I said before, it tends to play down the role of the teacher and tries to sort of script out and dictate what teachers should do. And those sort of four aspects, it's Pasi Salberg wrote a book called Finish Lessons, where he first coined the phrase. But I think for our members, what we found is that right around the world where those education reforms, the germ education reforms are taking root, it's a pretty helpful acronym to understand them and be able to identify it and try to reverse it.
Looking forward to the year ahead, what are some of the issues Education International will be addressing?
One of the things that we're looking at is because it's the 20th anniversary of the higher education personnel recommendations, the status of higher education personnel. And one of the things we're going to be focusing on at Education International over the course of this year will have to do with the situation facing adjunct professors, the sort of uptick in non-unionized faculty at universities, an attack on professional academic freedom. We're seeing a lot of corporations and private universities trying to curtail the free speech and the research of higher education faculty. So one of the things that we're really going to focus on this year is going to be trying to expose some of those trends. At the end of this month, we'll be releasing a report looking at 20 years of trends for higher education personnel. So that's going to be something that we are definitely going to be concerned with. And then I think the other thing that we're seeing, and this comes out of the Sustainable Development Goals, there's a target on teachers, which talks about highly qualified, highly trained, motivated, supported, that have adequate salaries. We're going to be working really hard to sort of benchmark that, working with UNESCO Institute of Statistics and the UN, because, you know, there's a belief that, well, that might be too hard to collect that data. And what we're seeing is that teacher salaries, like the OECD just put out Education at a Glance, and we saw that teacher salaries around the world are actually declining in many countries, particularly when you compare them with professions of similar education and training. There's an attack on qualifications. The UK right now is already saying that they're not going to necessarily require any university-based teacher training to be a teacher. So we're going to be working a lot on the teacher status as well. Casualization, flexibilization, and deprofessionalization will be our focus.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.